is Leading with Excellence podcast featuring the superintendent of the Liberty Perry School Corporation, Mr. Aaron Black. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, executive director of the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents. This Leading with Excellence podcast allows listeners to get to know the incredible individuals who are leading Indiana's traditional public schools with excellence. It reminds us that our leaders are also our neighbors, friends, mentors, and lifelong learners. These authentic conversations help bridge the gap between the office of the superintendent and the amazing people in that seat. You know, superintendents are often seen as administrators who make big decisions about budgets, policies, or facilities. And although that is all true, this podcast shifts that perspective by hearing superintendents speak in their own voices about their community, school district, and personal stories. We'll discover the superintendent as a listener, learner, and servant leader, someone whose leadership centers on vision, relationships, and a genuine care for people. Well, let's dive right in and learn more about our guest, Aaron Black. Welcome, Aaron.
Well, good morning, Jeff. There it is. Breaking in some of the new toys.
By special request, our audience, our live audience here in the background.
That's terrific. That is great.
Aaron, I want to start off, we're trying to humanize the superintendent. And yesterday, you were involved in our strategic planning as part of our executive committee. But you're also a dad, and you had the opportunity to go support your son out there on the golf course participating on his team. And talk a little bit about that. How do you balance what you do as a superintendent with your other roles in life?
Yeah, no, I think as you season in your career, I think you start to understand a little bit better what priorities come first. Every part of me wanted to be part of that executive meeting yesterday, but had a son that was playing golf to open up his season, and he's excited. He's the number one golfer and played very well last night. He was a low medalist, but balance is easy when you keep things in perspective, right? Yeah. Like the meetings, I can get the notes. I can't get the notes from watching my son play golf.
Nor will you ever have that chance again.
That's right. And that window, and the older you get, you realize how small and short that window is. Yeah. So leaning into those opportunities is extremely important. And I'm fortunate that the school corporations that I've served have been very supportive as me as a dad and a husband. And then on the other end, my wife is very supportive too. She's very, very flexible important. And she keeps my personal calendar up to date. So I know where and when I need to be at those places as well. But I think I wasn't very good at it when I was young, keeping my kids in the forefront, my family in the forefront. And that's an area that I've grown and watch my kids compete is probably my most favorite thing to do in the world.
Talk about your journey. We've talked to you. You mentioned you've been a couple different places. What was your journey to Liberty Perry?
Yeah. So my journey started, a lot of people will get to this question later, but I started and listened to your journey this morning, Dr. Butts, was very similar to mine. I got into education young, taught just a couple years, and I had a mentor friend who was a principal, Adrian Moulton, who's the principal superintendent at Monroe Central now. Rolled the dice on me at the age of 23 and said, "Hey, would you like to be my athletic director?" And I was just young and dumb. The answer was yes. I loved athletics and all the things, so I jumped in.
Yeah, one of the hardest jobs I've probably ever had. Everything is emotional in athletics.
Yes, it is. And I tell people all the time what job prepared me most to be a superintendent, to be an athletic director, because people are emotionally charged
all the time.
So I did that for 5 years. And what a lot of people don't know about me is from that point, I went on to actually serve in ministry in Jamaica for 18 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
So yeah, I took
what led you to Jamaica?
2 year furlough. I actually did a mission trip there with a local church and fell in love with the people, fell in love with the work. They had an opportunity to have someone in on-site construction ministry and education ministry, and we jumped in head first. And probably the situation that changed my life more than anything, because I experienced things as the minority in a country that gave me perspective growing up in rural Indiana that I never really experienced. So
it had to be quite a culture shock for you.
It was unbelievable, but at the same time, it widened my worldview. Coming from East Central Indiana, I love where I'm from, but our worldview is not the largest.
Sure.
And that really cleaned up that perspective. So from there, I came back home, had the opportunity to serve as an assistant principal and athletic director in the school that I grew up in. When I came home, actually one of my teachers reminded me, "Do you remember what you said in your senior will?" I said, "I don't know where this is going to go." And she reminded me, she said, "You said someday you'll have the keys to this place." I'll be quite honest. When I said that, it's probably I was thinking I'll be the janitor. I didn't think I'd come back here as an administrator in that role. Like that wasn't something that was in my purview when I was in school. So, stayed at Randolph Eastern, which is home. That's where we live currently. Grew there through the administrative roles. Was superintendent there for 6 years, and the job opened up at Liberty Perry. It was just a good opportunity for me. And this is where going back to your first question, how you keep things in perspective. Serving in a small community where your family, my wife teaches there as well, and your kids go to school creates different pressures.
Yeah, it's hard.
And having a daughter that graduated and shared with me what her real experience was, being the superintendent's daughter in a small town, really sculpted my decision to take the leap and just create space between family and work. And it's been a blessing because you're right. Last night I'm just dad. Like I'm walking behind the golf course, cheering my son on. What collar I have on doesn't matter. It just being dad. And those are the moments that I can honestly look you in the eye and say, I made the right decision.
Yeah.
And beyond that, I get to leave an unbelievable school corporation. And Liberty Perry is a special place. So that's been my journey, but I get that a lot. Why'd you leave home?
Yeah.
And it really had nothing to do with the school I left as a great school corporation. Had everything to do with put my family first, which for 15 years I wasn't very good at. So now I can sit in front of you and say I'm proud of.
A little maturity, a little wisdom, some perspective that you have there.
Yes, sir.
Talk to us. So for those who don't know where Liberty Perry is, certainly close enough to Randolph Eastern that you can drive. But tell us about your district.
Sure. Liberty Perry's nestled in on the east side of Muncie. So it's on the Randolph County side, which is where I've served most of my career. One of the neat things about Liberty Perry, I share this a lot. It's a rural school surrounded by fields in our town, the town of Selma. There's one blinking light. There's no stoplights, those type of things. But because of our transfer experience, being about 40% student transfer, I liken it to we have a rural, suburban, and urban makeup. Like it is a kind of a melting pot, and it's a special place. It's one of those school corporations. We have two beautiful golf courses, a lake, and all the things, and just great families. And being where it's at, people wouldn't think of it, but it's a pretty special, and I maybe the worst or best kept secret. I don't know how it would explain it, but it's really special where it's aligned here in Indiana.
When you think about your journey, did you always know that you wanted to be a superintendent?
No, quite honestly, what I knew about myself and what instilled in me from a young age through athletics is I often found myself in leadership roles. Don't know how or why. But that's just how I was viewed as classmates when I was in school and as teammates. And so leadership was kind of in my DNA, and I didn't really know how or why. Never really had ambition for secondary education, even when I graduated from high school. Like, it took some nudging to get me to pursue this, and it was just experiences and opportunities and my why that I really – why I continue to move up the proverbial ladder in education is to extend my extent for kids. Bottom line is I wake up and superintendency is the role that if I want to have impact on the most kids in a district, that's where you can do it.
Did you have any mentors going through that pathway? Anybody that tapped you on the shoulder and said, hey, Aaron, you're a leader. We want you to think about this next step.
Yeah, it's always full circle. So this morning I'm in their study council sitting next to Adrian Moulton, superintendent at Monroe Central, and he tapped my shoulder at a young age and saw something in me that I didn't see in myself as far as school leadership goes. But along the way, it's been a lot of really, really good people and friends. Brian Roush, who was the superintendent of Liberty Perry, now at HSC as their assistant soup, who I replaced, which my advice to anybody, be careful who you replace, because he was one of the most loved people in the area, as he should have been. But he was a good mentor for me while I was at Randolph Eastern. He was a sounding board and, again, encouraging when things were going ways that I didn't want them to go. So, you know, I could list 10, 15 people.
Absolutely.
But those two guys jump out as people that saw something in me at a young age and encouraged me to take some risks that I probably wouldn't have done so on my own.
You're fairly new at Liberty Perry. You came from an environment where you were very well known. You'd come through the chairs. You spent a great deal of time. People knew who Aaron Black was. You come to a new community. How do you make sure that people know what you believe in, where your priorities are, how you're going to make decisions, why you're going to make decisions? What does that look like when you come into a new district?
Yeah, I think so. That's been the biggest learning curve for
especially
me.
Following somebody that's beloved, as you mentioned.
Yes, right? because Brian was a Liberty Perry as I was a Randolph Eastern. It was a very similar situation. So coming into the role, it was foreign territory. And for me, I'm at two years getting my bearings. But I think one of the first things that I've done or that I do often is I try to put myself in as front of many people as possible and say what I believe. I host teacher meetings twice a year, stand in front of them, deliver good news and hard news, right? But I want them to know that what I say is what I'm going to do. And I've done that from a community perspective, hosting some community meetings to get their feedback. But probably the funnest thing that I've done is create a student superintendent's advisory council because that immediately created connection to kids.
You know, I was just going to ask you about that. You mentioned earlier that your daughter gave you a different perspective after she graduated about what her student experience was. And so my question was, how do you stay engaged with the students now in Liberty Perry to understand what their lived experience is currently so that you can continue to be responsive to that in your role as superintendent?
Yeah, it's what I would tell any leader is if you buy two pizzas and get 10 high school kids in a room, they don't care who you are. They're going to share about what their school looks like. And we do that once a month. And there's times I get to take some kids on the road to speak at different engagements, those type of things, and do some windshield time. And they superintendent to them doesn't mean a whole lot, meaning that they'll speak pretty openly. And what I learn is, for the most part, our kids love our schools, but there are areas that they think we need to improve. But for me, Dr. Butts, the really cool thing is that immediately 12 kids, when I walked in through the door, when I go to ball games or different events and see them, like they come and speak to me at a different and more personal level. And where I was, that was easy because those kids were my classmates' kids. Yeah. So I knew everything about them.
And your children's friends.
That's right. Yeah. So that has broken down barriers for me and created relationships that I desperately have to have in my role.
Let's, I know our time's getting short, but when you just want to get away, you are such a creative thinker and you are always working on new and innovative ways to support your students in your district. You're working with colleagues on some new and exciting, innovative ways to make sure we're being responsive to our current environment. But when you want to get away and not be superintendent, you just want to be Aaron. What does that look like for you?
Yeah, so it's one of the biggest blessings in my life is that I had the opportunity to purchase a really small lake house down Lake Cumberland, Southern Kentucky, in the midst of COVID with some really good friends. And be quite honest with you, it requires a change of zip code. And that the lake is our happy place. I've got kids that are lake kids. And if we every weekend we can get down there, we go, and it's just we can just be us. Nobody there knows who Aaron Black is.
Or cares.
Nobody cares. it's just us, sun, the water, and maybe a set of skis or a tube. And it's just being family and not having those pressures. And again, if I can encourage any leader, because that's what my passion is, much like yours, is I want to protect our superintendents and humanize them and find that change of zip code that really allows you to just be you, because not having that outlet is not healthy.
No, and you mentioned the priorities, and you've had that opportunity now as you've matured in your leadership to set those priorities so that you can give your all when you are in the superintendency, but also have that balance, even though it's not equal, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. No doubt about it.
As we get ready to wrap up, I want to ask you this question. I mentioned you are a leader in the IEPSS on the executive committee. You serve right now as district chair. You're known as a leader around the state with some of the creative things that you are doing in your leadership in your school district. But when you think about what leading with excellence means, especially in the context of traditional public education, what does that look like for you?
Well, I think there's a cliche is we make decisions that are best for kids. And I truly believe, and Dr. Butts, what drives me, and when we talk about innovative thoughts and what drives me to podcast and trying to think outside the boxes, I serve a district where our test scores are really, really good. And I'm extremely proud of that work because I believe in that part of the work. But I also have a burning desire to meet that 40% of the kids and making sure that they're celebrated. Mm-hmm. And I, when I think of leading with excellence, is are you really making decisions that support and celebrate 100% of your kids? Mm-hmm. And if you're not, I don't know that it's excellence. Mm-hmm. You could just be leading at a high level, but I truly, that's what keeps me grounded and what makes me think of, there's five kids over there that don't have their place. What do we need to do at Liberty Perry to make sure that they have a place to be celebrated and know that they are just as important as that kid that passed the eye learner, just as important as that kid that's playing basketball? Mm-hmm. Like it's that 40% of kids that I want to make sure that we are just loving on and celebrating every chance we get.
Yeah. Aaron, thank you.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest has been the superintendent of Liberty Perry School Corporation, Mr. Aaron Black. Aaron's story reinforces that excellence is a journey, not a title. We hope today's conversation helped you to see the heart behind the role of the superintendent. Today's conversation reminds us that leadership is not only about decisions, it's about people, passion, and purpose. This has been another episode of the Leading with Excellence podcast from the Indiana Association of Public School Superintendents.